Hey, Freedom Family, welcome to the Unlock Your Freedom podcast. My name is Kira Miller. I am the founder and host of this series. Every other week, we'll bring you some of the most life-giving conversations that will empower you to overcome your shame, own your truth, and unlock your freedom. Thank you for joining this conversation today. Now let your freedom journey begin. Hey, Freedom Family, welcome back to the Unlock Your Freedom podcast. My name is Kira Miller, and I am the founder and host of this series. If you really desire freedom in your life, I truly believe that my conversation today with Garrett Jacobs is going to help you to do just that. So we talked a lot today about how he has recently moved from Louisiana to Nashville after he felt like God was saying, hey, I really need you to step out in faith and do something that no one else in your life is really telling you to do, but I need you to step out in faith and move to Nashville and become everything that I have called you to be, which is totally related to my own personal story because I had no plans of moving to Nashville, just like Garrett. And God literally called me here. And ever since then has just like handed me everything on a platter, I feel like. And I've just been receiving it and receiving it. And the exact same thing has happened with Garrett. So many opportunities are being given to him. And he's just like had so much freedom ever since he's moved here and just followed the calling that God gave him. And so, yeah, I'm super stoked to share this one with you today. He's such a genuine, nice guy. And I think you're going to enjoy it. So let's go. So who would you say Garrett Jacobs was basically like in the beginning of your journey with, it sounds like pleasing others was a big thing for you.
Yeah. So in the beginning, you know, I was just, you know, like just this high school kid that just wanted to be good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was raised by awesome parents, but like, obviously like I'm trying to walk down this narrow path and there was a big stress that I put on myself to be good and like subconsciously, like, I just guess I wanted to be perfect.
Okay.
Or whatever. So in doing that, I ended up like not necessarily focusing more on like what I want and who I want to be.
Yep.
And focusing more on, you know, what others want.
Okay.
So really the answer to like, who was Garrett Jacobs was honestly like, he didn't know who he
okay.
was.
Okay. Oh, that's so big. Yeah. 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 So would you say you kind of recognized that from probably like earlier? I mean, you're only 19, so you're probably recognizing that like earlier than most people, it sounds like.
Totally, yeah. So I kind of came to that realization around last fall.
Okay.
Yeah, last fall.
Okay.
2018.
So looking back then throughout like the last 18, 19 years of your life, how would you say that really played out in like the different aspects of life?
I was definitely happy.
Okay.
Like, you know, I still, like, I had like good friends. I had a great family and everything like that. And I had people that supported me. But when it came down to like myself and mm-hmm. like how I was with myself, I kind of felt behind the curve when I, like, you know, after I graduated high school and everything, I kind of felt behind the curve because I was like, you know, I've been living my entire life to like please all these different people and to kind of like do what everyone says is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That I've never really stepped into, you know, now I'm all on my own.
Yep.
And, you know, I have like, you know, like accountability friends who like, you know, point me in the right direction. But at the end of the day, like, this is my life. What do I want from it?
Yeah.
You know? So I kind of felt like behind the curve on stepping into that and being and truly finding out, you know, who I was.
Yeah. Did you try to follow like somebody else's career path that they wanted for you or anything like that?
For a while, I thought I was going to be an orthodontist.
Really?
Or like a physical
therapist. I feel like
that's
the story of most musicians. No, like, totally. They follow the path. It always seems like the medical field, too, for some reason. I don't understand why that relates.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to put this out there. Like, when you're, like, I had good grades in school and everything like that. And, you know, when you're in high school, it's all like, you know, get good grades so you can go to college and mm-hmm. get a good job and provide for your family.
Yeah.
Well, like, everybody knows, like, the medical field pays money.
Yes.
So, and then, but then, you know, me, I'm like, oh, well, I also want to help people. And I was big in sports too.
Okay.
So like the physical therapy route, I was really, really sold on it. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to college and be a physical therapist. And then God was like, psych, you're moving to Nashville. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about like, even in high school then, like we'll talk about sort of before you moved here, but when you were in high school, like, what sports were you playing? Who'd you hang out with? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, so in high school, I played baseball and football.
Okay.
In middle school, I'd like tried out for the basketball team, mm-hmm. and I made it, even though like I never played and I sucked.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
No, like I sat bench. I had 2 points like all yeah. year long, yeah, and yeah. both of them were free throws.
Okay.
But anyways, like, you know, I was cool with everybody, yeah. but like my high school relationships didn't really go past like surface level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was more just, you know, hey, how you doing? Just, you know, casual conversation. But, you know, like it always seemed like people had like somebody else that they would call first, like over me. So I wasn't ever like really truly close with people in high school, but mm-hmm. I was like cool with everybody.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Even though it seems like you're good at having deep conversations with
yeah,
people.
Yeah, no, I love deep conversations.
But no one wanted to have them with you?
Well, I think it was, you know, we're all in school and everything, so yeah. because we never really hung out outside of school, nobody really had the chance to have
yeah.
them with me.
Yeah, and people still at that age, like, have a really hard time
exactly,
talking about
you know,
things.
Like, and I've always gravitated towards, you know, the generation that's, like, slightly older than me. So okay. when I was in, like, middle school, I always gravitated towards people in, like seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I always gravitated to my friends who were in college.
Yeah.
Whatever,
okay.
because they had a better understanding and wanted to talk about something real
yeah.
instead of just make fun of people and cut up.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Did you ever find yourself like standing up for people too when they were being made fun
oh,
of?
Oh, totally.
You were that kind of guy?
Yeah. Well, that's why some people like didn't make fun of me. And so I'm a kind of guy that I take jokes really well.
Yeah.
So like when we would all be like at the lunch table or whatever, like I was the guy that like people would like pick fun at,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I wasn't going to go like cry in the corner
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But, and I like kind of took it really well. So there were some people where, you know, they were the kind of people that just constantly would like tear people down.
Dang,
so
okay.
I would be the guy that would kind of look back at them and be like, you know, dude, what are you doing this for?
Yeah.
You know, like, why are you doing this? And then, yep. so those people always ended up hating me because
okay.
I actually would, you know, kind of push back
yeah.
a little bit.
Wait, which is interesting because you said like sort of one of your biggest struggles, it sounds like, for your life was sort of people pleasing.
Totally.
But in this situation, when it was coming to defending other people, You didn't really people please. You
totally.
Just stood up for them because you were like, I believe that they're better than this and that they deserve more than this.
So, well, because I didn't really care to please the people that were all about tearing
okay.
people down.
Yep. Okay.
You know, it was more about like, you know, I wanted to be like that good kid or whatever. And honestly, like me, like being an open Christian and everything, like I put a huge like weight on myself to be an example.
Okay.
You know, so it became a lot about, you know, what I did
mm-hmm.
instead of where my heart was at.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So then talk about before you moved here and you felt like God was saying, hey, I need you here and not in the medical field too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did that look like? And I guess it was sort of the first time where you were like, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do and what I know that I'm supposed to do and what God is calling me to. So talk about, I guess, like, when you really felt like God was calling you to move here, talk about what that looked like. And then when you actually moved here, what that looked like.
Yeah, so I've always been into music.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been my number one thing. I just never really had, like, a chance.
Okay.
Or whatever. It's always been what I wanted to do, but it seemed so out of reach.
Okay.
And then, you know, some events like went down in my life and it started seeming like this could be real for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was getting better at music and everything. And I just kept feeling, you know, the call like, hey, you need to be in Nashville. You know, I'd never even been here before.
Okay.
But
where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana.
Okay.
So I'd never even been like north of Arkansas.
Wow.
Before.
Okay.
So I was just
kind of like, what the heck?
Totally. I was like, that's where they say
yeah.
the music happens
yeah.
and I want to make music happen.
Okay.
You know, so that's what it looks like. And then when the pieces started falling together and doors started opening for me to come and move out here, like from my first trip being here,
mm-hmm.
I went to a buddy of mine's show who he was a huge music influence of mine, like when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually, like, got to go to his show and hang out with him and everything. And it was
yeah.
totally cool. And then 2 weeks after that, when I was trying to figure out, like, if I could even move out to Nashville, he was like, hey, are you trying to move out here? I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, I need a roommate.
No way.
And I was like, okay, God, yeah. I'll come.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What? That's amazing.
So it's just been, you know, it's been a huge just walking in obedience.
Come.
And, you know, my future right now is the most uncertain that it's ever been, but I'm also the most comfortable with it.
Okay.
Because I know, like, who's in charge of it.
Okay.
And, like, I have that trust.
Yeah.
So it's just been me kind of, like, sitting back and letting God work and being patient.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, whatever you want to happen, I want you to make it happen in mm-hmm. your time. You know, sometimes yeah. that frustrates us when we're waiting on something and it's not necessarily going the way we want to. But when you just go back to the fact that God has everything, like, taken care of,
mm-hmm.
it really, really provides, like, that source yeah. of comfort.
Was it really hard to let go of that? I don't know if it was a dream, but sort of that expectation to become a doctor and to choose this, like, sort of unstable
totally.
And just yeah. wild career instead. You know,
like, me from, like, 2 years ago would have been like, dude, you're crazy. That's never going to happen, you know?
So you wouldn't
also
have
because 2
to.
Years ago, like, my talent hadn't like evolved to where it is now. Cause like I'm always pushing myself to like
yeah.
be better musically
yeah.
and everything, especially vocally.
Okay.
But
God was preparing you.
Exactly. Literally. So, yeah. but when it actually came time to like, I actually really want to do this artist thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of just like second nature.
Okay.
It just kind of happened because it's something I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like, being in the medical field, I guess, kind of just was like, well, that can be a fallback or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
did you disappoint anyone when you like made that decision to do your own thing?
Not really.
Okay.
Like some people, you know, looked at me like I was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But then at this, like, I mean, I graduated high school and moved straight to Nashville.
Okay.
Like I didn't mm-hmm. even go to college.
Wow.
Because
okay.
my thing was, you know, college is always going to be there. You can yep. always go back.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I had to turn down scholarships.
Really?
Like, I was going to...
Sports scholarships?
Like, no, not sports, okay. academic scholarships okay. and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I was going to, like, be able to totally go to school.
Yeah.
And
for
like,
free
not
and
pay
stuff?
For it.
Dang,
yeah.
okay.
And then, so that's why
so
it was
kind of... people must have been like, you're crazy.
Well, that's why it was kind of hard for me to, like, you know, step out and go, because I have this, like, concrete,
yeah.
you know, path set in front of me that would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then God's like, no, I want you to do something because, you know, you can become more and like touch more people through this.
Yeah.
You know, and like my parents have always been super supportive of my music.
That's
and my
awesome.
Dad has always looked at me and said, you know, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
As long as you can find a way to make money at it. You
Dang,
know,
that's
and
awesome.
Like just support.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like be able so you're not like, you know, scraping up pennies.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, as long as you can find a way to make money at it,
yeah,
go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's not our occupation that defines us.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. What would you say to people who maybe don't have that same support from family or friends? But the thing that I have realized is like, and maybe it's because I have privilege in some ways, but the thing that I've sort of realized is I have support in some way. It might not be necessarily from like parents, but it could be from even like a mentor that I've established or something like that. So what would you say to someone who maybe doesn't feel like they have that support to like chase their dreams
totally.
Or chase what God is calling
yeah,
them
so
to.
I'm very blessed to have a family that supports me
mm-hmm.
and everything. But to the people that don't necessarily have that, like if you have that dream and you know that it's something that you know, you want and you want to put in the work to obtain it
yeah.
and everything, find the like-minded people around you
yes.
that are going to push you to be better.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I have, even because like, it's just me out here in Nashville. Like my family's not out here.
Okay.
It's just me. So I have like my manager and other close friends who are pushing me
mm-hmm.
to be better at
yep.
what I'm doing, because being out here by yourself, like, I'm not going to lie, it can get discouraging.
It's isolating.
You know,
yeah.
like there's some times where I sit down to write a song and just nothing comes. And
yeah.
I'm like, wow, you suck.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's just a give and take of the game.
Yeah.
So find those people who are going to, you know, lift you up and push you, because there's always going to be like God's. If it's truly something for you,
mm-hmm.
God is going to put the people in your life to
yeah.
help you with it.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me.
Same. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And so also, too, I would just say to people, like, don't bow to the opinion of man. Because there are going to be people that are going to say you're crazy and people that are going to be like, you aren't qualified to do this. But God is going to make the way, like you're saying, for those people, no matter what your friends or your family are saying, like, he's literally going to create a way for you to succeed.
Totally. Like, my thing is, I realized a while back around last fall, mm-hmm. you know, I just kind of had this saying that came into my head, and it is, you know, we're not put on this earth to live for the approval of others. We're living for the approval of God.
Ooh,
you know, yeah. So that also combats the argument of, you know, well, at least I'm not, you know, as like doing the things that person's doing.
Yeah.
You know, or at least, you know, you know, doing a little better. I'm not, you know, stepping in the wrong here or there.
Yeah.
But we can't compare ourselves to other people.
Right.
You know, because we're not living for their approval.
Mm-hmm.
We're living for our Father's approval.
Yeah. So. Okay. So now you've moved here. What does your life look like? Because you're saying it's filled with uncertainty. Yeah. How is that?
So, you know, my life has a lot. I've really, really been pressing into church, you know, because that's where I'm finding community.
Yeah. Where do you go?
I go to Ethos.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love the community there.
It's got a great community. So great. Yeah. So great. That's awesome.
But so like my life out here is just constant Jesus and music, which is honestly everything I could ever ask for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I have to like step back a little bit and remember how blessed I am in the place that I'm at.
And how simple that is too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like, you know, if I'm not, you know, pressing into Jesus, I'm playing music.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes I play music to press into Jesus.
Right.
Like there have been times where I sit down to write a song, and when I don't have inspiration, like earlier, I wrote a song from the perspective of God talking to me, and it was really, really like uplifting for me.
Yeah.
Everything. So I can press into Jesus with my music.
Okay.
But
yeah.
So just constant writing, meeting new people.
Yeah.
Loving Jesus.
Yeah. What are some of the stories in your songs that maybe have connected you the most with Jesus, do you feel like?
Oh, God. So I've got, like, my first single is called The Healing.
Okay.
And when I came up with that idea and, you know, brought it in with the writers, I really wanted to talk about the process. And that song is about when, you know, you get your heart broken by somebody. And, you know, you feel down and out of it. Mm-hmm. And then you really, really start the healing of your heart when that other person walks in the room and, you know, you start growing closer towards them.
Yeah.
And that can also be taken as, you know, you've been hurt by the world. And then,
yes,
you know, you're really, really hurt. And then here comes Jesus.
Yeah.
And then that's when you start the healing.
Yeah.
You know, so that song, I can definitely, even though it like talks about kissing some girl in it and all that stuff. Like, even though it talks about details like that, I can definitely still relate to Jesus when I sing that song.
Yeah. One of the greatest things that I'm learning right now is that when you're like in the dark room of life, that is when God develops you the most.
Totally.
And it's isolating and it's really difficult and challenging, but that is literally where God is doing the most work in you. And I think we oftentimes just want to like get out of that dark room as quickly as possible, but we have to wait until he's done developing us, because then we're not ever going to be that fulfilled and what's the word? Like, I guess like that great of an image bearer, honestly, if we don't allow him to develop us in that process.
Totally. Well, God has his plan and his process is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, so like I have experienced a lot of, I guess, like pain and kind of feeling alone like I've never felt before in these past 8 months. But in the same time as that, I've also found community like I've never had.
Dang. Okay.
So it's always, like I said, it's always a give and take.
Yeah.
You know, and God's always working even when we feel like there's nothing there.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's wild. So you, even though maybe you're not surrounded by the most people, you're surrounded by the best people.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably anywhere between 4 and 5 really solid people in my corner right now.
Dang, okay.
And honestly, that's all you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what does like music look like for you right now then too?
What do you mean?
So I know that you are like playing a CMA show this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm playing it around during CMA Fest on Broadway.
Okay. But, so yeah. Are you like touring a bunch or not really?
I actually wasn't planning on really playing shows until this fall.
Okay.
But shows just started coming.
Really?
You know, people started reaching out to book me. So I play shows here and there as they come, but you know, they book so far out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking, you know, sometimes like summer. We reach out and then they're like, oh, we're already booked. You know, we have this date later that you can play. So shows, like, I'm definitely going to be playing a lot more shows in the future.
Yeah.
But I have been playing like some here and there, and they're so fun.
Okay.
When I play them.
So fun. I love that. And you feel like the connection between.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Talk about that.
So I went, one that was insane that I was not expecting was I went up to Ohio to play the Hamler Country Fest up there. It's like out in the middle of nowhere.
Definitely.
The directions to the place were, get on this highway. When you hit the railroad tracks, it's on the left. Like, that was the directions to the place. So I was like, okay, we're going to get there.
You clearly remember
And I was so that one, I didn't have a band. It was just me.
Yeah.
And my guitar.
Yeah.
And I was opening up for Adam Doliak and John Langston. And I got there and, even though it was just me, like, everyone still loved it. Like, crowd was super responsive.
Yeah.
They were totally into it. And I was like, I was not expecting this.
Yeah.
You know? Because I've been in places where you go up with a guitar and, you know, just because there's not a band, people get kind of bored.
Right.
But, you know, I just kind of, before that show, I literally prayed. I was like, God, you know, help me make a connection. And just, like, when I'm speaking, when I'm singing, like, just kind of let your spirit come through me and let people hear that in my music. And you know, like, it really, really started to dawn on me that I was connecting with people when, like, I got up on stage and started singing, and then it seemed like more people started walking towards the stage, and that was real encouragement.
Sort of
for
like
me.
An altar in a way.
I mean, kind
a little
of,
different, totally. I know, but
I'm definitely not at this
you don't
place.
Call
like,
it an altar.
Come to
me and listen. Yeah.
No,
right.
Like,
right.
But it was just a really good feeling of like, you know, people actually want to hear, you know, what I'm singing and want to hear my voice. And even on my originals, they want to hear what I have to say.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's that awesome. Cool. And so you went from, did you start doing covers and now you're doing more originals?
Oh, totally. I didn't. So like, I really, really stepped into writing pretty recently, like this past summer.
Okay. So like when you moved.
So like, I still play covers in my set just because you want to play something that people know. But I definitely like play my originals in my set too.
Yeah.
My set at the Nash Collection at 3 on Friday, that's going to be all originals, I'm pretty sure. And it's like 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff people haven't heard yet.
Yeah. Okay. So what's like coming up then for you? Do you have, beyond just like the shows, do you have album, EP, singles?
Definitely looking at more singles.
Okay.
Definitely more singles.
Okay. Yeah. That's the way.
Totally.
It really is.
Especially now, because people love to like have that one song that they can cling on to and just put it on repeat.
Yeah. So. Okay. So, and when you're on, I guess, the stage, do you feel a more intimate connection? Sort of what you're just saying, where there were maybe like it was just you and no one else sort of behind you. Do you feel more of a connection when you're like in an intimate setting like that, or when you're impacting more people? Does that make sense?
Totally. It's
like the grand
there are different feelings in different ways.
Okay.
You know, I love that feeling of, you know, when it's just you and your guitar and, you know, however many people, but they're listening and they care.
Yeah.
And like they're singing back the songs that they know at the top of their lungs. That's
great.
But at the same time, I'm also a guy that loves like blues rock.
Yeah.
So I love, or like, I have so many different, like, musical influences.
Yeah.
And I love getting on a stage with a band and, like, kind of throwing all that together and just jamming out with the crowd.
Yeah.
And when you see that the crowd's into it, it's such another level. Like, when I'm on stage and I'm playing, I feel like I'm at home. And I truly know, like, that's what God made me to do.
Dang, that's like where you belong.
It's
it's so special.
It's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say, who would you say has maybe been holding you up during this time? Because it sounds like you have been like a little isolated, but you have people in your corner, like 4 or 5 people who are really just feeding into you and speaking life into you constantly.
So like, you know, I've got my manager, who is also my best friend, Desiree. Like, she is constantly pushing me to be better, like, for myself.
Yeah.
And also, like, she definitely cares about me professionally, but also she can set that aside for a second and then say, so how are you doing, like, personally?
Ooh,
you know, yeah. And it's super good to have somebody like that in your corner. And then I have, you know, other friends that I've made at Ethos and in the writing community that are also, you know, super into just, you know, how I am and how I'm doing spiritually.
Yeah.
So that, in combination with truly having a taste of a personal relationship with Jesus and wanting more, is pushing me to, like, be better and kind of holding me up with that support. And then, you know, you always got to call home and talk to mom and dad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they, like, sort of understand that lifestyle too, or did they grow up in a completely different setting?
So definitely, like, for my mom, it was a huge adjustment because, like,
even though she's supporting you still.
Totally. But, like, for her, it was, you know, my baby's not even going to college. He's already out in the real world.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So, like, you know, a lot of it is, you know, at the beginning, it was, you know, just a constant, I guess, just checking in or whatever and just making sure, like, I was cool.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I'm so grateful for that. But, like, it's also really cool to be out on my own and kind of be finding out who I am personally.
Yeah. Okay. And are there ever times where you feel like you doubt the calling that God has on your life still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, it's just the times when it feels like I know what I'm called to do, but it's very easy to get discouraged.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've never doubt that music's what I'm supposed to do.
Yep.
Never.
Yep.
I know it's what I'm supposed to do. I just, you know, get questioned or, like, question myself on how it's going to happen or when it's really, really going to happen. Like, it's happening right now, but when's it going to, like, the next level?
Yeah.
You know, but you have to be patient and you have to, like, trust in God's process and trust in just your process with yourself, you know, because I know that me as an artist right now is going to be a totally different artist than, you know, me in 4 years. Like, my core values are going to be the same, obviously, because those are what's in my heart.
Yeah.
But, like, who I am musically, like, influences and what I want to say, that's definitely going to evolve into something better because, you know, God's leading it.
Yeah.
So.
And sort of a, like, this is actually pretty true in my life. I often feel like my journey is a lot slower than, like, the people's around me, because I literally think it's because God is so in it. And I don't think I'm ready for some of these, like, big things that he has. Cause I used to work in electronic music, and, like, literally everyone my age is now, like, managing a really successful artist and stuff like that. And I am, like, not there yet.
Totally.
And so it's funny because I'm always like, I used to always be like, God, when's my turn, that sort of thing. But what I've learned is it's not about when is my turn, it's about how ready am I for something like that, because I could not be in that same place, because I would turn into probably the same person, which is, like, being success focused and wanting to be in the spotlight rather than, like, doing God's work, and that's it.
Totally. And when we're pressing into God, you know, the right way, we are very focused on the now and being intentional with the now and how that affects our future.
Yeah.
You know, and where Christ is leading us. So because we're focused on where Christ is leading us, sometimes we can get in our head.
Yeah.
Because we want to be where Christ is leading us now.
Yeah.
You know, because we're constantly thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know?
And so you feel like your journey has maybe been slower than some of the other people around you?
Actually, like, you know,
or the opposite.
It's been the opposite.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, right now I'm in, like, a self-development phase, but how I got here, it was very, like, boom, 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 doors open. You know, like, I put out a single in January, and, I mean, I absolutely love this. I mean, I have two songs out now, and I'm getting ready to put out more.
Yeah.
And I haven't even been in town for a year.
Dang.
You know, okay. like so that's definitely different.
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I feel like, you know, things might be moving slow, I have to remember, I'm like, look at where you're at, dude.
Yeah.
You know, stuff
absolutely.
Is happening.
Yeah.
When I look back and, like, if I can write down on a calendar, like, I even remember dates, like, when things happen.
Yeah.
If I can write down on a calendar, awesome. I'm like, each one of these is another door that's open that Christ has led me through.
So you can literally remember what he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's special.
And that's so, like, looking back on that really, really gives some encouragement.
Yeah.
I guess of, you know, where you're going.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the greatest lesson that you're learning right now with God just from being here in Nashville? Or maybe a couple lessons.
No, totally, yeah. Totally. Definitely patience and how you treat people.
Hmm.
And being intentional with the way you treat people.
Yeah, I love that.
So, because, you know, I never want there to be an interaction between me and somebody else that gives them the wrong impersonation of who Christ is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, patience in the process,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, letting God work in you. And from that happening, it will affect the way that you treat people intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you look at everybody as like a child of God, you're definitely going to treat them differently.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. that's what I'm working on right now.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm working on that in my life too, because I don't know, it's just so easy to judge people.
And totally.
Like it is, it's so much harder to see the light of God in people. But when you do, not only are you seeing the light in them, but you're also seeing the light in yourself.
Absolutely. And you don't know their circumstances either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, totally. So who would you say Garrett Jacobs is now that you've moved to Nashville, you've really stepped into the person that God has called you to be?
I'm definitely somebody who knows who of more I am.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm because, you know, I know what I want,
mm-hmm.
and those are the desires that God has put in my heart.
Yeah.
And I know that my identity is not found in, you know, doing what everybody else says yep. is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
My identity is found in being a child of God.
Yeah.
You know, in doing the things that he says is right.
Yeah.
And like from doing that, he like is putting these desires in my heart that give me joy,
mm-hmm.
but in turn also give him glory.
Yeah. So. Okay. So, and then what would you say is maybe like a Bible verse or a quote that you've heard, or could even be someone's story that has really defined your journey?
Totally. So when I saw this question,
yeah.
I was like, I really, really want to have like something solid.
Yeah,
to say.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
So Romans 12, 4 through 5, it talks about how we're all part of the body of Christ.
Hmm.
And we all have our own individual we all have our own individual purpose.
Yeah.
So that's been huge for me,
mm-hmm.
because it's forcing me into like not getting caught up in like what other people are doing and getting caught up in and or like in me focusing on myself,
yeah.
and what I should be doing and what God like what God's purpose is for me,
mm-hmm.
to be a puzzle and the piece of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So.
Because when you're focused on yourself, then you forget mm-hmm. to focus on the greater purpose.
Well, like, it's more of like when I'm focused on other people.
Okay.
And what they're doing and what they say is right.
Yes. Okay.
You know, or them telling me who I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of, you know, you can't do that because you have to look at God and him tell you who you need to be so that you can okay. live out his purpose.
Yeah.
So that you can be the right piece in the puzzle and yeah. the right part of the body of Christ.
Okay.
You know?
I love that. Cool. Well, this has been awesome. I think question-wise, like, I think we're pretty much good. But
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, like, seriously, thank you so much for coming on, because the whole point of, like, this podcast specifically is to talk about the things while you're going through them. And I know that it sounds like you've overcome quite a bit in your life, but you're still in the process of like being discouraged every now and then.
Totally.
And you're like, you're able to talk about it and own that that's happening and like own that dark room.
Mm-hmm.
And basically when you do that, it's saying, hey, this is happening, but it doesn't have power over me.
Absolutely.
So I want to acknowledge you for totally. Just talking about it.
Thank you.
There's
yeah. There's always a constant battle, you know, between who you want to become and who you were.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always battling between that, but I definitely don't feel like I don't feel like I'm falling back into that, you know, just being desperate for like pleasing others and
yeah.
doing what they say is right.
Yeah.
Because I actually know what I want.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
And I know like who I want to be, who I want to, like, how other people want to see me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I guess another thing, too, is how would you sort of, like, wrap up everything that you've said in this podcast into maybe, like, more of a singular phrase or something so people can really have just, like, a small soundbite to go to take back home and know, like, this, if you're, basically, if you're people-pleasing, like, this is how you can turn that around. Does that make sense?
Totally. So, you're never going to please everybody,
because
everybody's always going to have different opinions.
Yeah.
So, because that's never going to happen, you might as well just live in the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
And the people that are happy about that are going to be the people that lift you up.
Yeah. Love that. Cool. And then where can people find you on social media?
All right. So I got an Instagram.
Yes.
You can follow me at Garrett.Jacobs.
Okay.
Got a Twitter. That's Garrett_Jacobs_. Facebook page, Garrett Jacobs Music. I've got songs on all music platforms.
Yeah.
One's called The Healing.
Okay.
One is called This Town Is You. There's more coming.
Yep.
And I'm really excited about
Heck
it.
Heck yeah.
So I really think that that y'all are going to like it.
Cool.
So yeah.
All right. Dope. Well, seriously, thank you so much again for coming on. This has been awesome.
Thanks for having me. This is so good. It's such a fresh breath of air to, like, get to talk about things
Jesus.
Like this.
Yes.
Exactly. Just, like, it's so encouraging to talk about Jesus. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm really happy that you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's all I want to share is, like, the hope of Jesus and just show people who they are as a result of who Jesus is and who Jesus is, or God has created them to be. And I just want to really share the truth of God in multiple perspectives of all these
Absolutely.
Different people that we have on.
Because everybody's going through different things.
Yeah. And has a different perspective on who their God, not even who their God is, but, like, how God is working in them. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, again, thank you so much. This has been
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me. This is
yeah.
awesome.
If you want more life-giving conversations like what you heard today with Garrett, you can click the big red subscribe button or go to youtube.com/unlockyourfreedom. Go follow me on Instagram. Send me a DM. Let's chat. It's instagram.com/theRageBoss. You're going to find some weird, wild, and hopefully a little bit of an inspiring content as well. So yeah, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.